Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Skylar Smith, and this is How About Them Chiefs.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Well, welcome everyone to How About Them Chiefs. I'm your host, Skylar Smith, and our co-host as always, Stuart Smith. Glad that we could do this on Red Friday. It's been a little overdue, but how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling fantastic. I can't wait for Sunday. I just feel like sometimes I wish the NFL was on Saturdays, but hey, 100-year anniversary. I'll just stay out of the way. Let them do the planning.
Exactly, right? I mean, it was nice to actually see Thursday night, see the Browns actually play pretty well against the Bengals. That looked like a pretty good game, but still they're nowhere near the Chiefs. And also I like to say that, you know, the Chiefs, man, I think they found the running back. I mean, what do you think? You think CEH is going to be doing it?
Well, if you read on ESPN, I read this yesterday, that the Chief coaches are concerned about his red zone performance, but I'm not concerned. I think not only did we find the running back of the Chiefs, but I think we found the running back of the AFC West and the running back of the NFL.
Yeah, I was very, very impressed with his debut. I mean, it was his first game playing for the Chiefs. Like, didn't have preseason, didn't have anything else to prove. Let's just look at the numbers here. He led the team in carries. He had 25 carries as a rookie for 138 yards and one TD. So that's averaging 5.5 yards a carry. And to top it all off that, he led the league in rushing week one. I think he knows what the Chiefs are doing. It's kind of funny now to see the Chiefs be well-balanced on offense.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's got to be scary for the rest of the NFL because you put eight people in the box to stop the run. What is Mahomes going to do? Is it tear you apart with Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce, Sammy Watkins, your guy? I mean, there's so many weapons on this offense. So to see that we have a running game now, I mean, this is fantastic.
I think what's really interesting and worth exploring is that the Chiefs, I remember when Mahomes first got drafted, everyone's like, oh, you know, like, I don't know if this is going to work out because he's got this crazy arm and he's going to be like Brett Favre. And everyone was saying all these things. But again, really, Andy Reid was ahead of the curve. So I really do think that he is going to be the future of running backs in the NFL. You're not going to have these big, husky running backs like Travis Henley. He's the only guy in the entire world that looks like that. I think that the running back's going to be evolving, and I think the Chiefs are the start of it. So I'm excited to see how this continues in his career.
I mean, not only to bring more records that Chiefs that keep on breaking on this offense, he became the youngest player in NFL history to run over 130 yards and have a touchdown in his debut. He made most of the opportunities when he got the carries because when looking at the Chiefs and the Texans, the way they were playing against the Chiefs, the Texans, when they put only light people in the box, meaning six people or less, he had, 10 rushes for 96 yards. So that's 80% successful rate. So that's pretty good for the rookie. But, I mean, like, if you go do that, like, what else are you going to do to stop the Chiefs? Because if you're going to put eight people in the box, he's going to tear you up. Mahomes going to tear you up. So I think it's great that we finally found someone that could be, you know, finally have a good running back that's consistent. I mean, I love Damian Williams. I think he's a decent running back. But you can totally tell CEH has got some wiggle and he's got some ability to break some tackles. Because he's got a little frame. But, you know, the one thing I have to say, though, they didn't throw the ball to him very often. And I was kind of surprised at that.
They did
not.
So
we only saw him running the ball. But, I mean, he had 106 yards after rushing after contact, which was more than any other running back in the NFL week one, too. So I think we have a good running back on our hands now. We have another weapon to this already lethal offense. So I think that was great. But, like, going back to the game to recap, I mean, the Chiefs won convincingly 34-20. They led at halftime. It was 17-7. And at one point, they were up 24-7 going into the fourth quarter. I mean, we scored, I think it was at one point, 31 points unanswered. So I guess I was pretty close on my score prediction. I said 35-21, so I was almost right because the game was 34-20. I was impressed with that. But it didn't start all that great, as you remember. I mean, our first drive, I thought, we scored a 65-yard touchdown pass that Mahomes threw right on the money to DeMarcus Robinson, but it was a great play by the safety and made him drop it in the end zone and got recalled. And then forcing us to punt on our opening possession. I mean, then the Texans went down an impressive drive and scored a touchdown. So, I mean, just like we've all been aware of and we've noticed this the last couple of games, Chiefs don't really start off that fast anyway, so I wasn't really sweating it. Were you?
No, I was actually shocked. I thought, I don't know, a couple things. I just feel like if you really look at the game, they were saying it was one of Mahomes' best games. He really did not stretch the field other than that one throw he had to DeMarcus Robinson. He really took what the defense gave him. He really relied on the running game. I thought the offensive line, the biggest surprise to me was how physical the Chiefs' offensive line. That was fantastic. So that was great to watch. So again, it was all great stuff.
Because Mahomes, you brought up a good point. He only threw that one pass to DeMarcus Robinson. That was the only pass over 20 yards. The Texans wanted to make Tyreek Hill go underneath. They really made Mahomes go underneath. That's why I think a lot of Sammy Watkins had a big game. I mean, yards. Usually they try to double team, you know, Travis Kelce and keep Tyreek Hill in check, but then that leaves Sammy Watkins running free. So, but then they couldn't stop the running game of the Chiefs. So, I mean, it was great to see that. I mean, one thing I love to see, and I love the aggressiveness Andy Reid has, you know, Big Red, because we, at one point, we had a fourth down on the Chiefs' 34-yard line, you know, after we gave up a touchdown for the Texans and we didn't get a first down. It was fourth down and short, and he decided to go for it. Were you surprised on his decision to do that at that point in the game?
It was very no. Good game. I think everything he does now, it's besides he can't see out of his mask or whatever he was wearing, you know, he's got to be just having a blast out there. So I wasn't surprised. I think when you – I don't even think we need to – I mean, I love Timmy T. I love our new Timmy T punter, but I don't think we even need to. I wonder how many touchdowns Mahomes can have if they just say, you know what, guys, we're just not going to punt unless we're like inside of like the opposing team's 40-yard line, just to see how things would go. I think it's worth a try.
I mean, a lot of the coaches are starting to be that aggressive on fourth down. I mean, I think John Harbaugh with the Ravens, how many times did he go for it on fourth down? I think the statistics now they've done it now is if you're fourth and short, you got to go for it, especially in type part of the game. So I was just shocked at the play call. I mean, I didn't think the sausage Anthony Sherman was going to get a rare carry. So he got 1 yard, you know, got 2 yards up of carry on that one, which was a rare, you know, carry. Probably his only carry of the season, probably, but he got the first down. So, but later that drive, the Chiefs end up scoring a touchdown on Travis Kelce again. Kelsey's having a great game, great year so far. The defense stepped up too. I mean, we forced a three and out with Chris Jones and Alex Okafor making a sack on Watson the very next possession. I mean, Chris Jones, I mean, he had a big game again. I mean, adding pressure, sacking Watson twice. He was leading the league in sacks until the rest of the league started, but he had 2.5 sacks, I think it was, at the end of the first game. So, I mean, I was impressed with their defense. Especially when we're losing, you know, Mike Pinnell and not having Rashard Breeland in our other corner. So, were you impressed with our defense, how they handled the Texans?
I think the biggest thing for me for surprises besides – I think the number one thing was how physical the Chiefs' offensive line was. Thought that was awesome. But the second thing that really, really stood out to me was how well the defense played because they're also playing physical. Also with having backups at the cornerback position with Ward breaking his wrist – I thought that they did a phenomenal job. Now, granted, it's only the Texans. We don't know how good they're going to be. But, I mean, when you have a later round draft pick at cornerback who jumps in and play the way he did, I'm really excited to see how he does against the Chargers receivers this week.
I mean, he played really physical, Snead. I mean, he had a couple good plays breaking up. Obviously, had the interception when Tyrann Mathieu made pressure on Deshaun Watson, which was great to see him return that back pretty far. But I thought really our new additions to our team did really well. I mean, you want to talk Tommy T? I mean, he had a nice punt inside the 20. He only had a punt. I mean, inside the 5, actually. I mean, he only had a punt twice, but still, like, he still had punted inside the 5, which is impressive to see. And that's not really usually easy, you know, for all punters. But I thought he had a really good game. I mean, I think it was one impressive thing that I thought was, you know, the Chiefs running game, like you were saying, with the fact that we had a 16-play, 91-yard drive that took over 9 minutes off the clock. I mean, we're used to this offense scoring so quickly, but we now have the ability to run the ball effectively that we can make a long drive like this. I mean, I think they said it was the first time they had a drive this long, taking a bunch of time off the clock since 2015 for the Chiefs. So I was really impressed with that. I mean, on that drive, just, you know, put his perspective, CEH, I mean, he had touched the ball 9 plays, and he had 39 yards on that drive alone. So, I mean, it definitely Andy Reid's comfortable with him, giving him the rock, especially because normally he doesn't give the ball to rookies very often. So were you shocked at how, I mean, how many times we gave him the ball?
I mean, I really wonder if Damian Williams was on the roster and if he was playing, I wonder how much carries he would have gotten. I would have been curious on that because we all know Andy Reid historically doesn't start a lot of rookies at the running back position in his career. It was as if he was, you know, several years into the Chiefs system. There was a lot of trust, you could tell. So I was shocked by that, just by how much they were utilizing him. But again, it was just I just feel like it is so overwhelming for a defense that you have guys like Kelce who run routes the way he does. You have the most underrated receiving core, like 2 and 3 with Sammy Watkins at your number 2 receiver, which I think he's, if he was on a different team and if he stayed healthy, I mean, he would be, I think he's so underrated. And then you have obviously Tyreek Hill and, you know, Coleman. There's just so many weapons. And now they have to get this little guy who's so quick and shafty and can go from one end to the other really quickly in and out of tackles. I just feel so bad for those defenses.
Some of those plays remind me of watching him run behind the line. It reminded me of Priest Holmes when Priest Holmes was a very big guy and he'd hide behind that huge, massive offensive line that Chiefs had and he'd just go around him. So that was awesome. But I mean, you know, their defense stepped up. We had an interception, you know, they hold the Texans only to 7 points. I mean, 7 points out of 3 quarters.
Yeah.
I know Tyrann Mathieu wasn't very happy after the end of the game, the press conference. I don't know if you saw that, how they gave up, you know, that many points later in the fourth quarter. How do you feel about his attitude with that?
That's probably the best thing about on Thursday, right, is that, you know, our leader is unhappy with the way they played. And I know the score was closer than, you know, I anticipated, but I just feel like they completely dominated the game. But love the fact how he's not satisfied. He's not happy with that. It just is so good for the younger talent to be around that, to see that. That's another great point of the game, was just his reaction to it. You know, they stopped Deshaun Watson, who I think is arguably a top 3 quarterback in the NFL, freaking stud. But you know, I mean, I'd rather him talk like that than say how great they are and where they're going to be. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And the only one bad thing I think from this game that I noticed, and I know what you mentioned earlier about the running back coach was saying, is that we're on the goal line just to punch it in for another touchdown towards the end of the game. We couldn't do it. I mean, CEH, he's got to get a little better, I guess you'd say, to the goal line, but I don't think it's just him. I think it was the offensive line. And also, too, the Texans know they're going to run the ball. I mean, it's kind of obvious. And so I don't know if that's play calling, if you want to blame that, but at the same time, it's something that I know the Chiefs have always had issues recently. It's just on the goal line, just to punch it in from the 1 yard line or so. So I think, in fact, I think they said he had, let's see here. I think, yeah, it's 6 carries inside the 5 yard line with no yards and only one. That was the only one knock I had on CEH. I mean, he had 6 carries inside the 5 yard line with no yards. So that, you know, was the only thing that was kind of bad. But I mean, he tore it up.
I felt this. It is a talking point, right? But really, the Chiefs are not built to be a goal line offense. You know what I mean? Like, they don't. They have Sherman, who's a big guy, but they don't have like a big beastly kind of thought. I mean, that's not the way that they're going to score points. So it is a concern, right? But maybe they need to get creative with, you know, more tight ends or bring in more offensive linemen, or, you know, they also do great things too. And they have Kelce, who plays in that, you know, position where he plays as a quarterback, and he gets the ball and goes. Like, there's a lot of ways that they can move around it, but they're not built that way. But you're right. If we get, you know, most, towards the end of the season, and we got to have those, we're at the 1 yard line or 2 yard line, we got to be able to punch it in. So it may be a thing where we need to be more creative, but I don't think we got to put it on the, I mean, he's the smallest guy in the field. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, he had 130 yards rushing. Maybe we got to find some kind of bell cow, like a LeGarrette Blount that we have, where it's just like, hey, we get the 1 yard line, here you go, this is your job, and just bring it in.
I just was surprised they were, you know, I think they're just trying to get him more pad stats maybe, but I thought Darrell Williams would come in because he's the back that is our nose cow, you know, the guy that runs it over. But, you know, it's fine. We were up by a lot of points. I understand. We want the game to get going. But I mean, let's just look at the stats again. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, I mean, he had a good day. It wasn't a, you know, eye-popping numbers, but when you look at it, like, this is an average day for Mahomes. I mean, it's too hard, funny to say this, but, I mean, he was 24 for 32 for 211 yards and three touchdown passes. I mean, Sammy Watkins, he led the team in targets. He had seven receptions for 82 yards and a touchdown. Travis Kelce had six catches for 50 yards and a touchdown. Tyreek Hill was kind of quiet, but like I was saying, I think a lot of Texans did not want to leave him wide open down the field, and I don't think Mahomes really could find him most of the time. So, but he was well protected, but we ran the ball a lot because we were up big. But Tyreek Hill, he had five catches for 46 yards, and he also had a touchdown. So, I mean, he spread the ball around, which I love to see. So, but our bold predictions, I didn't see, you know, Dirty Dan didn't make any big plays. And what was your bold prediction with Willie Gay Jr.?
Yeah, I was pretty off on that. About eight tackles off. I'll admit it. That was a really bad decision. I was expecting he was going to be in the game a lot more. He mostly was utilized in special teams. Maybe he just needs to know the playbook better or whatever the case may be. But yeah, I was way off on that. However, Sammy Watkins did technically have two touchdown catches. One was taken away. So he was almost at three. So missed a little bit on the Sammy Watkins, and really bad on the defensive, expectations on that one. I'll take that.
Sammy had a good game though. I think he really was the X factor besides basically took over. I mean, it was a coming out party for him. So, one thing I wanted to mention, though, too, is Mahomes now for throwing another game with three touchdowns. Another stat that I found that was kind of incredible is that so far in his career, he has thrown three touchdowns or more in a game 51% of his games. So over half of his games, he's thrown at least three touchdowns. So, I mean, he's already on fire, on pace to break more records. In fact, he actually has two records that he could possibly break up coming up this Sunday. And one of them is that he has to throw 377 yards to become the fastest player in NFL history to reach 10,000 yards in their career. Mahomes has played only 32 games, whereas Kurt Warner, who holds the record currently, was able to do this in 36 games. So, I mean, even if he doesn't break it this Sunday against the Chargers, he probably most definitely will break it against the Ravens. Do you think he'll throw 377 yards against the Chargers this Sunday?
You know, I don't think he will, and it's not because they're not going to be successful. I just think now with the running game with Edwards, I don't think he's going to have to do that. I think he will get it in 3 weeks, right? But I don't think it's something where he will get it in this week just because of how good a running game is.
Yeah, I don't think he'll get there. I don't think 377 yards or more in this game, but you never know. Maybe he'll throw some balls deep and get Tyreek Hill, because I think my bold prediction this week, I don't know if it's really bold, but I think Tyreek Hill's going to have two touchdowns.
Yes.
I think he's going to score. I think he's going to come out, because it seems like every time we play the Chargers, Tyreek Hill is either doing a punt return for a touchdown or a long reception for a touchdown. So he's the one I think on offense is going to have a big game.
Absolutely.
So who are you picking as your bold prediction this Sunday for offense?
It's really easy to go with Travis Kelce, just because I feel like they aren't going to have an answer now that their main safety has been injured. And I do think that their cornerbacks are pretty solid. But I really think it's going to be opening up with Travis Kelce. I think he's going to be a big-time contributor to this week. I would say he's gonna have a big game. You may even say, I wouldn't even be surprised if my outcome would be he'd have at least two touchdowns on Sunday's game, on Sunday's victory.
Yeah, the only bad thing that we already know for sure is if you want to go to the injury report, we'll look at the injury report that we had. Ward, he broke his hand last Thursday night, so he's gonna definitely be out. Colin Saunders, when he dislocated his elbow, I thought it was, when I heard that first, I was like, oh, he's gonna be out for a long time, but he's out for a month, which will be a shame, but at least we have other big guys in the middle that can come and step up. So he'll be missed. And then also Alex Okafor has a pulled hamstring. He's gonna be out. So those are the three injury concerns we have, and they're all on defense. And we already know that we have Breshad Breeland still on a suspension. Mike Pinnell won't be playing because he's on suspension. But the one thing I have to say about the Chargers, we don't have to worry about Melvin Gordon anymore. Because I always feel like he runs through our Chiefs defense, and they don't have that big running back anymore. What are your expectations this Sunday for the Chiefs for the Chargers? Like, what is your score prediction if you have one?
Okay. That's my wife. There she is. That's right.
All right.
She's trying so hard to get on this television show, and it's going to be very difficult for her.
Oh, man.
Brought to you by... I apologize, everyone, for that. I really much apologize. All right.
So, looking at this Sunday against the Chargers, what is your prediction score-wise?
My prediction is 48-27 Chiefs. No, I'm sorry, 48-21 Chiefs. They're going to blow them out.
All right.
And actually, you know what? Let me take this back. Not only will he do that, Mahomes will throw for 400 yards and break the record all in one game.
All right. I like the enthusiasm.
And I'm not biased. I'm really not biased.
Oh, we're not at all. I think we'll score at least, I'm going to say, 28-24. I think it's going to be a closer game. Because it's always a close game. It's either the Chargers, but we're going to be in L.A., as you know, fans, and it's going to be a nice stadium. But I think the Chiefs are going to run the ball more than they did last time because the Chargers defense doesn't have a great running defense. They have all that pass rush, which I think might give Chiefs a little problem. But, I mean, looking at their stats here, let's look at their team stats. The Chargers, they played against the Bengals last week and almost lost, so we got to remember that. They pretty much should have lost the Bengals. I'm sorry. Like, they missed a field goal. They had a touchdown, but they called it back. Their offense doesn't do very well. I mean, they only scored, let's see here, last week they scored 16 points. Their defense gave up 13 points. Their offense, and they're ranking here, let's see, 19th. We're fourth. I mean, I don't see them. I don't think he's scoring a lot of points, but I still think it'd be kind of close. Austin Eckler will probably get some catches on the backfield.
Skyler. Their quarterback, it's always gotta be a close their game quarterback the Chargers, cannot man. Keep up with the Chiefs. There's just no way it's going to happen. And, like, the 21 points is barely they're going to get that. I don't even know if they're going to get that. I think it's going to be such a blowout. And let's also keep
this. You're probably right.
If you watch the game, if you watch the game last night between the Bengals and the Browns, I know everyone's all excited about how good they are, but they lost 40-something-7 to the Ravens last week. I mean, got destroyed, right?
Right.
And the Bengals, if it wasn't for Joe Burrow, those guys, they would have lost that game 40-0. Like, he is their whole team. And the fact the Chargers barely beat them because of a kicker who supposedly tore his calf – which, by the way, it's the biggest mystery of the world. He all of a sudden tore his calf, and then all of a sudden he's playing the next game and just goes like 3 for 3. That's how bad the Chargers are. Tyrod Taylor cannot. I mean, he's a decent NFL quarterback, but he's got about 4 more weeks that he'll be playing, and then they're going to bring in their rookie. But it's going to be a blowout. They can't keep up with the Chiefs.
I don't think they're going to keep up with the Chiefs, but I don't think the Chiefs are going to score that,
48 points.
But you know what? Maybe you're making me change my mind, but maybe they're going to – the Chiefs defense, they only give 7 points to the Texans, you know, with that Deshaun Watson being the quarterback and the weapons they have on offense. I mean, the Chargers do have Keenan Allen, right? They're a really good receiver who now signed an extension and is going to be playing against the Chiefs for a while now. He's their only go-to guy. I mean, their other guy they have, their tight end, is really good, Henry, if he doesn't get hurt. But, I mean, besides that, Austin Eckler catches a lot of balls in the backfield, but Tyrod Taylor, if he gets a lot of pressure. So I think it might be a little closer, but So my keys to victory against the Chargers is that they have to make Tyrod Taylor throw the ball deep. They have to put pressure on them and stop that run game. If they can not do it against the Texans, but if they can stop the run so that they get, you know, third and long most of the times, the Chiefs will kill them. They just got to stop getting those large runs off the very beginning of the game, you know, first down. That's the only thing that kills me when I watch that. But we're going to get better. We don't even have our whole defense back. I mean, it does hurt us that Chavarius Ward's not going to be there, so we'll see who the other corner they're going to put in. They put in Hamilton, who we just picked up last year who played for the Giants last year. I'm not sure who's going to be this other starting corner, but we're going to have inexperienced corners playing. But like you said, I'm not scared of the matchup at all. I just, you know, the Chargers, they don't have their safety to match up on Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, so. But they do have another corner. They picked up a couple of Pro Bowl corners they have now, but it depends if they can get pass rush on Mahomes.
Biggest thing that I'm concerned about is blocking that guy named Bosa. He's right. A stud.
Bosa and Ingram. I mean, those both guys come around the corners, and it's the only concern I have also.
But I hope that they do some screen passes early, get them on their heels. Our running game get up to speed and just get the ball out of his hands is the key.
Yeah, because they're not a good running defense, and you know, get them tired with the run, and then the pass rush will be, you know, won't be there any at all. So I think the screen game going, which you said, I mean, Andy Reid's notorious for that. There's so many great plays that he comes up with screens. I kind of want to see CEH get some more screen passes actually, and I have a feeling he'll have a couple this week. Who's going to be your bold defensive player, I guess, coming out this Sunday?
My bold defensive player, I'm going to go with Frank Clark. Frank Clark will have around 4 or 5 tackles with 2 sacks. I think he's going to get to the pass because I'm not sold on the Chargers offensive line. I could see him having a heyday here in LA on Sunday.
Yeah, I agree. I like that one a lot, actually, because I think Frank Clark actually last – had a lot of chances to get sacks, but Deshaun Watson did so good at losing him. But he did put a phenomenal game. But you know, he made the pocket crash, and he just couldn't come up with a sack. Really, it came down to it. But I think Tyrod Taylor's gonna get a couple times get sacked by Frank Clark. I think it's a good prediction. I like Naughty. I think Naughty's gonna come up big today or this Sunday coming up, stopping the run against Austin Eckler. I think he's gonna have some big plays. He'll be my bold prediction, getting some tackles, maybe get a sack. I just like the kid. I think he's going to do really well. It'd be a really big night for him. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to this game Sunday. I mean, it's going to be a fun game to watch. It's going to be in the new stadium in L.A. with no one there. So it's going to be a little weird. How do you feel about that? Like watching a lot, most of the games around the NFL and seeing them not having fans, is that still kind of weird to you?
It was more normal than I thought it was going to be. But I think what really kicked it off is it was still loud in Arrowhead, even though they only had I think it was 16,000 fans or 6,000 fans. It was still really loud.
I don't know if you caught that Travis Kelce, who's mic'd up for the game. I had a video posted and him talking and on the sidelines. He's like, man, it's still loud. They still can't figure us out because there was a couple of times where their team jumped off sides, and it was kind of funny to listen to him say that. But, yeah, I mean – it's just still a little weird, but they're not showing a whole lot of video of the crowd, but I hope they don't pipe in crowd music. They probably will. Just cause you know, it's the Chargers. They don't have fans, right? I mean, they don't, I mean, I was at Melvin Gordon at the beginning of the year saying like, oh, like not having no fans in the crowd. He's like, well, the Chargers should be used to that. Cause we didn't have any fans all last year. So, you know, just a little shout out to the Chargers fan base. Sorry about that, but I mean, it's true. What is your go-to drink? Is it a Truly? Are you going Corona Seltzer?
I think I'm going to go margaritas this weekend, actually, because it's kind of warm out.
Margaritas.
I feel like they were too fruity for me this weekend. I feel like it was a lot of sugar, so I'm going to have just a simple margarita with a bunch of sugar on the rim, so it's less sugar, but there's still sugar in it, and then add some sugar to it. And then I'm thinking about putting sugar inside the ice cube, so it's like a sugar margarita, you know.
All right, nice.
You know, I need a sugar cookie there. With it.
I think I'm gonna go with the old fashioned. Let's see how that goes for a while. Those are always pretty good. It's getting hot over here now, and but we'll see. At least the fires are kind of dying down where we're at, so we don't have that smoke anymore.
I know.
I don't know what kind of barbecue we're gonna have. Are you thinking hamburgers this time? Maybe something easy?
I don't know. But that pizza was last time was clutch. That huge, massive pizza that could barely fit through the door. That was a win. That was a good. That was pretty clutch by the Mrs. Smith to get that in there. I was pretty surprised.
And I love the cake, the Mahomes cake.
Absolutely.
Oh, that was pretty awesome.
Can't beat that.
Admit, you know, because of course for your birthday, we had to have the Mahomes cake.
The only thing bad about how great of a birthday I had was now I have to do the same thing for Kim, and I don't know how I can top a Patrick Mahomes cake. No, I really don't know.
Well, we'll come up with something. We'll definitely come up with something. So, well, I don't have much else to say unless you have anything else you want to add or any stats or anything I don't know about. But I'm looking forward to this game.
I think the only thing I have to add is I can't wait to get my second ring this year. I just feel like it's what the one thing I will say is if you watch the Chiefs play on Thursday and then you watch the other teams, it is so clear how much better the Chiefs are than the other. I mean, I'm not trying to be biased or anything at all, but they are so much faster, so much more like on the same point. I think Eric Bieniemy he should have been hired as a head coach 3 years ago. I just feel like we're in such a good situation, and I just feel bad for everyone that plays in the NFL that doesn't have a Chiefs jersey on.
It's just going to be a mess for everybody. I mean, we can tell like we have most of our team players came back, and then we actually now have more impacted rookies that are now on our team, making even better now. That's why I had a strong case saying, like, I think this team is better than it was last year. I know it's only been one game, but, I mean, like, our offense is well-balanced now. I mean, our offensive line, which is pancaking people left and right. We're catching balls everywhere. Mahomes now reads defense because he admitted it. What is it? I didn't start reading defenses till like, last year. And he's starting to read defenses, and he's taking what they're giving him. You know, throw underneath if he has to. But he definitely will throw the big arm and throw down the field. It's going to come. His teams are going to make mistakes. And, you know, Tyreek Hill, you got Mecole Hardman, who didn't get much play last week. And I think he'll have a big game, too. So, we'll see what happens. I'm excited, and you know, we're 1-0 undefeated Super Bowl champs, you know, defending Super Bowl champs. So I'm just gonna say, let's go Chiefs. Let's dominate those Chargers.
Absolutely. Go Chiefs.
All right. Thanks again for doing this too, and
I will see you Sunday.
All right, Chiefs. Go Chiefs.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode, and make sure to check in next week. I'll be uploading more episodes, and don't forget, we're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at How About Them Chiefs. So go check it out, and again, thanks for listening. Go Chiefs!